Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. Today we want to answer the question, should you be using AI, ChatGPT, any of those tools to write your product descriptions, to write blog posts? And man, this could not be more timely. Google allegedly, I'm going to use allegedly, is putting down the hammer on some of this stuff. Yeah. After they told you a few months ago, yeah, go ahead and do it. We totally love AI. Definitely do it. So times are changing. I don't think my opinion's changed on this. Not to say I'm right, but I'm right. Don't do it. What do you think, John? Are you using this at all to, I know, what is there, Shopify magic, like built in? You were just messing with that before the call.
I was. And look, I mean, to be fair on Google, Ben's referring to their latest core update to the search platform. If you read the documentation around that, they do add some nuance to, you know, like what uses of AI they're cracking down on and what they're not. And so I think they're kind of walking a line, I think. And they do openly admit in some cases we can't tell if something involved the use of generative AI or not. And so they're actually admitting that it is getting, you know, it's in some cases a little harder to determine the difference, but in a lot of cases it's not. Am I using this? I've been using AI tools to help with writing based tasks for about 4 years, maybe five. So yeah, totally. I mean, we all know, and we're all familiar with ChatGPT and Google Gemini and these sorts of tools, which have kind of hit the mainstream thanks to their kind of broad use cases. But I mean, there's been AI-based tools to help with things like copywriting and content writing around for many years, like copy.ai, Jasper, and its predecessor name. I can't remember what that was. There's a few others, right, that have been around for quite a while and actually didn't work too bad, to be honest. And I have used those with people that I've employed to do things like write product descriptions as a tool to help speed the process up a little bit, but never ever to use them to produce a piece of content that I just cut and paste and put straight onto the page and hit publish.
Is Jasper the one where you can like, no, it's Hemingway, where like I've used the other one, Hemingway, where you can like kind of dumb it down, right? The majority of Americans read at a fourth grade level. That's a fun fact for all of us to learn today. And so like dumbing down your descriptions and making them short actually helps people understand them better. So I've used tools like that too. And same with you. I've put in, hey, here's my person. Here's the product they're buying. Talk me through some problems they might have. Or what are some before states they might have when they're buying this product? What problems are they trying to solve? And used it that way. But to your point, I've never copy and pasted. It sounds like not everyone. I'm on SEO Twitter, so it feels like everyone. But it sounds like, you know, a lot of these sites that are just throwing up 100 pieces of content a day using ChatGPT are the ones that are getting hammered here. At the same time, a lot of quote-unquote gurus in the SEO space are getting slapped a little, and they're getting made fun of by the black hat gurus who are like, nothing else matters but links. You guys are idiots. And just Twitter has been really fun in the SEO front over the last couple weeks.
Yeah. And look, I mean, we just get these – I see comments and questions come up, you know, in some of our spaces, our Facebook groups and whatnot, about where somebody's like, oh, I've, you know, been using AI to write product descriptions and, you know, I needed to improve my product descriptions. And so I've just been cutting and pasting. Or we get this literal question all the time. Like people are asking, like, can I use these tools for like doing everything, or is that a bad thing? I think there's a lot of uncertainty around that at the moment. And Shopify definitely has added their Shopify magic into the interface. Look, I love Shopify, but I got to be honest, it's shit. It's real shit. I just got it to write me a product description, and it's terrible. Like it's terrible. Yeah. It's like I got, you know, my 17-year-old to write it as a school assignment. Terrible. It's not usable. Like you would be better off just cut and pasting the supplier's description, to be honest, and sticking with that. It's that bad. Hey, John here. I just wanted to drop you a quick message to let you know that we have big things happening at Dropship Breakthrough. So if you're a listener of this podcast, you will have heard us talk about Dropship Breakthrough, which is where Ben and I teach people like you how to build, launch, and grow life-changing high-ticket dropshipping businesses. Well, it's been up and running since early 2021, and this year it is undergoing its first major update and upgrade. So we are updating and adding new content to every single video of the course, which means that what is already the biggest, most comprehensive, most well-supported high-ticket dropshipping course in existence is going to a whole another level. So if you're serious about building, launching, and growing a life-changing high-ticket dropshipping business, and you want to get full access to everything that we have, this podcast is fantastic. There is a wealth of knowledge here, but there is a whole nother level within our program. There are so many things that we just can't get into a podcast, and there is so much support available there that we see people have the best success when they're in that program. So if you'd like to get access to that and take advantage of the most up-to-date high-ticket dropshipping information available, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/join or our launch program, which is dropshipbreakthrough.com/launch. You'll find the links below in the description. Join the program today. I'll see you inside. So don't use that, guys.
I'm trying to think places where I have copied and pasted it on a product description. So if you know me, I talk a lot about one keyword, one page. And it's often, you know, it's not one keyword. It's a small bundle of keywords that Google all treats the same, right? And your most searched one is likely going to be your title. Your second most will be in your H2, etc. I try to craft the H2 to be engaging. Same way we do with these product with these podcast titles occasionally. I'll throw them into ChatGPT and be like, hey, I'm trying to hit this keyword. Here's what I want to draw people into the next line. Give me some thought-provoking questions that will draw people into reading the next thing. And I often use them for headlines to help me generate ideas. And it'll usually be like half, you know, so we're writing one on like building a private label brand. It's one of the shows John and I are going to record here in the future. And so on the left, it says like from generic to genius, building your brand beyond dropshipping, label launch, a dropshipping's guide to brand creation. And so like, I'll often take maybe the first half of that and combine it with the second half of another one kind of thing. And again, more idea generation and just, I know the keywords that need to be hit and I got to hit them. I have to write to my customer. Your product pages are likely never going to rank anyway. And so it probably feels easy to want to hit the easy button and just have AI do this and get them up quickly, but like they're little salesmen, right? You have to like really think through who's landing on this page, why they're there, and how can I actually make a sale here, not just give them the same information they saw on 10 other sites, even if it is reworded in some fashion thanks to AI.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what you said is the key. I think they're great. It's great for ideation, like generating ideas, and you can use small chunks of it as it appears for sure. But, you know, you can't just cut and paste. And blog posts is one thing. Product descriptions is another thing. A question we often get from people is there any circumstance where I can be sued when I'm running a high-ticket dropshipping business? Like, is there any time where I can be held legally responsible for something that's really scary? And my answer is usually, without being a lawyer, and this is not legal advice, is usually no. There's very few scenarios where that's actually possible. And I've never heard of it actually happening. Well, here's one where it is 100% possible and you will 100% get sued. If you publish incorrect information on your product page that leads somebody to use a product in a way that causes harm to themselves or a third party, and they say, well, I did that because this website told me to, you will get sued and you will lose that fight, right? Because that is literally going to be your fault, right? And all AI tools come with a disclaimer that this does not produce always factually incorrect information, blah, blah, blah. So if you're just hitting cut and paste all the time and you're doing it with high ticket products, which are often more technical in nature, more complicated, like if you're doing it for a fucking tube of toothpaste, who really cares, right? But some of the products that we sell in high ticket dropshipping, if you use them incorrectly, yeah, you know, maybe there could be some sort of negative outcome for the customer, right? And so if you're just pasting shit into your website, how do you know it's true?
I just don't think it's even valuable information. Like imagine a blog post where you're like, I'm writing it on this topic. It'll help you with the outline. Outlines can be great. It helped me with the SEO course I'm working on, do the outline. And then I asked it to like rewrite the sections, and it's just regurgitated bullshit. It's a large language model, right? Like it's just gathering the information that exists out there and regurgitating it. And to your point, if it doesn't know the answer, it doesn't know how to tell you, I don't know the answer. It just hallucinates and gives you an answer because that's all it knows to do. And so I feel like you're putting yourself at risk. You're not giving any value whatsoever. You're not setting a brand tone. You're not being yourself. And just, I don't know. There are times and places that I like to use these AI tools. And I think we've done a podcast on them in the past. These are real levers in your business. Getting your products right is essential if you ever want to rank a blog. And so like getting those right and making sales, like money solves all problems, right? Let's build them to make sales. And then actually writing blog posts that will rank, not just some regurgitated stuff, I think is essential to not just getting traffic, but getting traffic that moves along through your funnel and moves along through your website and actually serves your customer. And so I'm just not touching this stuff. Look, I want to ask you a question, John, that maybe makes this episode a little more spicy. What is your take on the hallucination stuff? Like if you look at Gemini, they were in the news recently because people were, you know, using their image generator to say, show me a picture of the founding fathers. And it was like an Indian woman and a black guy. And like, you know, very DEI is probably the answer. Like, you know, it was clearly skewing in one direction. What is your take on that in the first place? Like, well, number one, it hallucinates, right? So like it can give you a lot of wrong answers because it can't be wrong. And then number two, it's a human who built this, right? And so inherently the information is skewed in one direction or another, whether you believe that or whether you don't believe that, you have to take issue with that, I assume, as far as like the tone it's going to take with you, with what it's telling you, what information it's giving you.
Mm.
Did you see any of that, by the way? Did you see any of those pictures?
I think so. And you're right. At this point in time, like while we're recording this episode, it's 2024. It's early 2024. I mean, that's very much still the case. I actually read a talk, like the co-founder of Google's DeepMind did a talk, I think it's South by Southwest, just recently, where he talked about like, when are we going to, you know, get to the AI, general AI, where it's kind of can do anything at a level or a better level than humans. And he was like, well, you know, it's probably not that far away, probably like 2028 or something like that. Like it'll be like surpassed humans. And it was kind of like one of the steps that it has that they haven't made yet. There's two psychological steps that an AI has to make to move into the next level. There's six levels of AI, right? That Google is, the DeepMind has kind of come up with. And one of the psychological steps it hasn't taken yet is the ability to be able to look at its own results and like test itself, basically. I'm really paraphrasing what he said here in a major way. But it doesn't have that level of insight yet to know when what it's putting out to you is like a hallucination or is biased in some way from an external source that may be untrue or incorrect bias, potentially. It doesn't have the ability to test itself on those things, but it will have that ability in the not too distant future, right? This is one of the next steps in the AI kind of development chain when that happens. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's going to happen next week. Maybe it's going to happen next year. But that's actually not that far away. And I think when it can do that, then hallucinations will either be harder to spot or they will not exist, you know, because it will be able to do the same thing that we can do, which is to admit when I don't know the answer, but it will also know like what is the best way to go and determine the answer when I don't know it, kind of thing. And at some point it will be more capable than us of doing that, of course. Interesting stuff for sure. And yes, it's absolutely true at the moment. Like, it can be heavily biased by what's fed into it. So who fed it in, who built it? Yeah, all of these things is a legitimate question for sure.
Yeah, Ray Kurzweil, who's predicted, you know, 80-90% of the technological advancements in the last 50 years. He's been doing AI longer than anybody. He was on Rogan yesterday, day before, as we're recording this. First off, Rogan's fucking lost it, dude. Like, I used to enjoy his show. Oh, my God. Like, he's not wrong about a lot of stuff, but that show was fucking awkward. Anyone who listened to this, and you've put a comment in there, it was awkward. I'd love to hear your opinion on it. But, you know, Ray said the same thing. AI, and he's probably conservative more than most people, in 2029 will be better than any human on the planet. That's wild to me, right? And it really makes me question life. Like, it makes me question a lot of stuff. I'm very much an optimist, and so I'm very excited where we could go with this. I assume more knowledge is only a good thing. But man, that comes with a lot of ramifications. And, you know, he believes complete general AI by 2045 at the latest. And so, like, the whole thing is just, we're living through one of the coolest times that has ever existed on the planet, right? And this could end extremely well. This could end extremely badly. And I'm just, I'm super grateful to be living through it, man. I got to live through the internet happening, and now I get to live through AI either taking us to utopia or taking us to the end of the world. And what a time to be alive, man. I don't know how to feel about it, because there's some days where I can see how you could get really scared, and there's other days where it's like, obviously this is going to end in a really good place, because, you know, crime has only dissipated as we've gotten more knowledgeable as a society. Growth, like human growth, like our potential, everything has grown when we got more knowledgeable, and we're only going to get more knowledgeable thanks to this AI. We can't get anything but more knowledgeable. And so I know sometimes I'm way in my head a lot more than most people, John. Do you ever sit and like ponder any of this stuff, or are you just like, it is what it is, like I'm gonna go surf, I don't care what the AI is doing?
A bit of both. I mean, absolutely. Yes, I do. Like, I mean, I'm like everybody else who pays any attention to this stuff. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who still aren't really paying attention to it. They're just kind of thinking like, oh, yeah, it's just that little internet thing, blah, 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 or whatever. I mean, I think about it because obviously, I mean, I sit there and think, well, you know, if this can do all the things that I can imagine it might be able to do, like, what the fuck is my place in the world? Hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high-ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experience of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high-ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today. Like, what's going to happen to my businesses? What's going to happen to what my kids can do when they, you know, are older, blah, blah, blah. What are their options going to be? And there's a lot of stuff you can wonder. I think it's both scary and exciting at the same time, for sure. I'm a very strong believer that scary, like things that challenge you, that make you feel scared, usually the best opportunities lie in those. And so I think it's one of those things where I think it's good to be aware, it's good to think about, and it's good to, I think it's something you should definitely be paying attention to and taking seriously and trying to understand in the best way you can. Like, but at the same time, I wouldn't bother going too deep into it, because at this point, it is something that is well outside of all of our sphere of influence. Right. And like, there is so much shit going on here that you could literally spend all day trying to learn about AI and all the different things that are happening in this space, and you still wouldn't fucking know half of it. And you wouldn't have done anything else with your day, like actually live your life and experience being a human, blah, blah, blah. So I think, you know, it's kind of like a part of be aware, pay attention, be excited, you know, have some curiosity about it, but also like, just realize it's out of your sphere of influence right now. You don't control it. And so really, what should you focus on in life? The things that you do control. And at some point that may change. Sure, it hasn't yet. So let's just go along for the ride. I mean, that's what I say. Yeah. So think about it. Go for a surf. Yeah, sure.
2 points. So what, one, I agree with you. I think those who harness the ability to be uber productive by using AI over the next 5-10 years are going to be in a much better situation than others. So I hope that you and I stay on top of this and help our audience and help ourselves. And then the other one of the big question I ponder is just what you said. What is life going to be? So, you know, specifically from that podcast, Ray said, we're probably less than 10 years away from the ability to stop aging, where you'll live one more year and then you'll kind of live that year again. And you'll kind of be in this limbo. And you, before 2045, you'll be able to download consciousness and upload it to a new body that you can just replace the body you have anytime you want to. If you want to be a bird, you can be a bird. It doesn't matter. You want to upload your consciousness into something else for a little while and we'll all be able to have those options. And man, that sounds cool. I've always wanted to be a bird. Something you, maybe you didn't know about me. I've always wanted to be a fucking bird. weird. I know. But like, also, what would be the point of fucking living? Like if there's no end to this thing, like wouldn't that remove all of the innate desire to like accomplish something before you're gone? And just, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. And so, I do probably wonder about it more than most people, but again, I'm not scared. I'm just like wondering what it's going to be like.
Yeah. And I kind of think some of the same stuff about like, you know, I do kind of wonder about where some of the pushback with AI is going to be, because like people say, oh, well, this AI will come and it will just be able to do everything for us. Everything. It'll just do everything. And that kind of begs the question, well, yes, and maybe at some point there's some singularity, and yes, maybe at some point we merge with the AI and all that sort of stuff. Like that's a much longer way away, to be honest, I think. Personally, like not like hundreds of years or anything, but it's not like next 5 years. I believe the longevity thing. I think that 10-year thing is actually true. I think that's a real possibility. I believe that. That's something that I'm very interested in on a personal level, and so I pay a lot of attention to what's happening in that space. But like, if AI does everything for us, like, yeah, what's the value of being? What's the value of living? Right. I mean, you know, like what makes life special at that point? And so I don't think that people are just going to roll over and give up everything they do to AI, because like then what do you do? And the notion that we're somehow evolving into some other species is not, I don't think that's factually correct. Personally.
I think it turns into some utopia. Like I don't see how it can go any other way other than like, when the AI can be as smart as a human, which is by 2029, and then it can do anything we can do, you know, less than 5 years later, that probably brings forth opportunity we never even knew existed to unleash our potential, right? So like, you know, when the tractor came about, that was the end of farming, it's over. Where will these people get jobs? Of course, new jobs came along, right? Now AI has kind of eaten some people's lunch, white collar, when they thought it would be blue collar. And what does that open up? It probably opens up a lot of sloth too, right? It probably opens up the worst sides of us. Like there will be people with their Apple goggles on, you know, just all day long. And that will certainly be some people, but I think there'll be people like you and I, and hopefully people listening to this that use this to their advantage to increase what their potential was by 1,000x, you know, and do some cool things that we can't even imagine yet.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. And that's truly what, you know, I would love to see. And I think you're right. I mean, people will continue to be people. Some of us are fucking lazy and some of us are not. That's not going to change, right? Some of us take advantage of opportunities, some don't. You know, some people aspire in life to be a couch potato and they'll probably still be able to keep doing that. And more power to them, whatever.
They'll have video games built just for them, right? They'll have movies built. They'll have the greatest movie. Like their dopamine centers won't work anymore because it'll be spilling so much fucking dopamine out. Like it'll be great. I don't imagine.
Maybe it will.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm an optimist. So anyway, don't use them on your product pages and your blog posts. But I would prefer if John and I had more podcasts like the second half of this. If you enjoyed that second half, please let us know. Like not that we're like bored of talking of dropshipping. It's just like there's a lot more to life than this too, and I want to talk about business and growth and personal growth, and I appreciate you sharing your opinions on AI.
I think the current phase of AI, where we are recording this right now, is it's a productivity tool, right? So you can use it to speed up your processes, you can use it to get from A to B quicker, to generate ideas quicker, and in fact, you know, I've started putting lessons in our course Dropship Breakthrough. Like I put in like AI booster lessons below the main lesson, like, you know, like I was just doing this in the niche selection. I'm re-recording our niche selection part of our course. And, you know, by the way, if you're thinking about joining Dropship Breakthrough, the entire course is getting updated this year and it's getting bigger. Like as we speak, We're just about to re-release Ben's new SEO stuff. It's going to be wild. Like, it's already the best course out there on dropshipping. It's about to get like way better. So, but like, you know, lessons in there where I've got a lessons now where it's like, you can use AI to help you do this, and this is how you do it. Or you can do it the way that we've always done, which is like the human way, if you like. So, I mean, that's the way I think it sits at the moment. You should use it to enhance your productivity, to get things done quicker, but you can't rely on it yet. At some point that will change. And I'm sure we'll say when that is, but for now, yeah.
Have some fun. I think we said this on the last episode too. If you're on Spotify, you can leave a comment. If you're please on YouTube, leave a comment. We love looking at those and we respond to every single one of them. How are you using AI? And like, you know, don't tell me I just put out 200 blog posts yesterday. I don't want to hear that, but like, there's so many use cases out there that like John said, there's no way we can keep up. And so like, what are you using AI for? Maybe John and I can learn something from you. We can share it with the community. And so leave a comment with however you're using these tools, because I'm as eager to learn as you are.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.